He tends to have longer legs, so he's got more range available in his leg action. So keep that in mind. Gentlemen, if she doesn't seem to be rising as much as you are, she's not supposed to. On the other hand, women, remember, you're being compared to other women on the top floor, not to other men. So make sure you're the woman who has the most range in her legs and feet. Really exaggerate. Here comes the music. It's being fast. You put all this great action in there. Tonight's class, this is a wall. You may not bypass these two columns on the side and the space in between. Stay over there. So part of your discipline as a dancer is to be able to work beautifully within the space you're given and not take space that you won't have. So get used to staying in our fenced-in area here. Any questions on the walls? How important is contact with your partner this weekend?
Yeah.
For this particular group, probably not that important, so if you can easily keep contact, judges appreciate that, but it noticed that it didn't make our list of high priorities. So to me, having really good musicality, feel the music, having a good position is really a big deal, little things we just talked about. So if you can dance close to your partner in contact, that would be great, but usually that's the second part of the course. So I'm not so worried about it. Do notice, as you're watching other couples, particularly after your event, what kinds of things do they have that you don't have? One thing you'll see that I think you'll like is a kind of tightness in the partnership where everything is well coordinated and not rattling around. And good contact will help you do that at some point. Let's move to the next dance. Any questions on waltz before we move on? Okay. In the quick step, we're going to be doing something new with choreography. So let's start with the followers. Back roll their side again.
We're going to take a few years you already know, but rearrange them a bit and give something very different.
So, followers, right along with us. Everybody dance a natural spin turn in the quick step. Notice, we've always done it at a corner before. Now we're not doing it at a corner, so it's going to change what happens next. Prep step is on four. One, two, three, four. Slow, quick, slow, slow, slow. The second figure in our new quick step combination is a progressive chasse. Slow, quick, quick, slow, and add one more step. Slow. So now instead of a four-step chasse like we've always done, we've added a fifth step. Gentlemen, where are we facing right now? Diagonal wall is over there. So this must be diagonal fence. Good. Do the first half of a reverse turn like you do it in the waltz. Or together. How do you think we'll count that? Quick step. Slow, quick, quick. Now do the progressive chasse with your right leg. Slow, quick, quick, slow, and a lock. That's our new combination. Familiar? Can you hear our combination? Let's do that again. Natural spin turn. One, two, three, four. Slow. Slow, slow, chasse with an extra step. Quick, slow, slow. Reverse turn. Slow. Quick, chasse. Slow. Quick, quick, slow, lock, quick, quick, slow, quarter turn, whatever you need to do to get to the next corner, and then you can do, I would recommend, just to make sure you still have it. Ladies, did you get all that? Good question. Listen to David's question. Can you say that again louder?
The purpose of that is to come out from the corner of
the trench just going around the outside. 80 years ago, the fox was used to just trot around the room. And the other dancers were like that as well. And the waltz was a faithful line of dance. They do your half boxes or whatever. Until someone figured out how to do what the other day called the diagonal waltz. After working the diagonal waltz, it turned out, wow, that's better than all this. So what we're doing right now is using more space laterally as we progress around the room. It looks better, it gives you more options, it's a lot more fun. At the open level of quick step, half the choreography does that, and the other half is cold. So if they wrap the original fox trot trotting around the room, the quick step eventually, but we will always keep that step as well. So the formula now is to do a natural figure up the wall, move out to the center and do a reverse figure, back out to the wall and do a natural again, and that becomes the format of ball power forward with the schedule. So, ladies, let's see your protocol that. One, two, three, four. Slow, quick, slow, 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 chasse, quick, slow, and extra step. So, right there. So, that extra step was with his right foot, her left foot, and gentlemen, when you get to this spot, you will be outside your feet. So, after the extra now do the F box. Slow, quick, quick. That's the reverse turn. Another progressive chasse. Slow, quick, quick, slow, and a long. Quarter turn. Progressive chasse. And let's see if you remember how to do a simple. Half a natural turn. And then slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Ladies, don't forget there's always a long and quarter turn. Let's back up to the beginning and rhythm the party roll.
He did a lock.
Leaders, notice, from where you're standing now in the room, you're nowhere near the outside wall. So when you get to the progressive chasse, you're going to go way across the wall that I've just established we can't pass. So bring your partner closer to this wall. I want to make sure you see how this works. Natural spin turn, starting with a press. One, two, three, four. slow, quick, slow, and hold your moment. Just want to make sure we all do the outside part. So gentlemen, stand right foot outside your feet, and ladies, your left foot is back.
Good.
And now from there, do the half box.
You okay?
There's a bit of a catch here. Once you have stepped outside partner, you're going to want to turn to the right because that's what's always happened. After this outside partner step, gentlemen, you're still turning left. So we're going to stop at that point again just to make sure we all see that transition point. First step again. One, two, three, four. Slow, quick, slow, slow, chasse, slow, quick, slow, and stop. He is now standing right foot forward, outside partner. His weight is on that foot, and from here, we're ready for him to continue. Let's take the other way, just in case. Now we're ready. Half a box. And slow. Chasse. Slow. Quick. Quick. Lock. Slow. Quarter turn. Progressive chasse and a tipple when you get near the corner. Good. Come back and find your new partner.
Smooth. Not enough space to check this way.
So fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you learning each other's names pretty well? Am I the only one who really needs the name tag? It's always embarrassing, but I don't know any around here, so I'm glad you're wearing it. But I do want you to know each other well. Gentlemen, do you think your partner's head is far enough to the left? Do you think more would be better?
No.
Ladies, I would like you to ask your partners about that as you change partners tonight. Ask him, do you think this is enough? If the two of you disagree, we actually have a referee here, and I'm going to be just the person wearing the referee shirt. So, likewise, women, men should be asking you questions as well. So, for instance, gentlemen, we've talked about your right wrist. Ask her if your right hand position and arm position feels good.
Feel good?
Women, do not lie. I want you to tell him the truth. If it doesn't feel good, then tell him what you would like. So if every woman in here asks him for something different, well, he needs to learn that right now. Women are different. But I would like him to know what the range of good and bad is. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Slow. Quick. Slow. Slow. Chasse. Slow. Quick. Slow. Slow. Reverse. Quick. Slow. Quick, slow, lock. When you get to the corner, do the tip. Good. Come on back and let's play the music.
Trying to navigate the corners.
That's true.
Before we do this to music, I'd like the men to have the fluency that this is going to require without a partner. So ladies, back off from your partner a moment. Gentlemen, let's go through it nonstop. Let's see if you have it. One, two, three, four. Slow. Quick. Slow. Slow. Chasse. Slow. Quick. Slow. Reverse. Slow. Quick. Chasse. Lock step. Quarter turn. Slow. Quick. Quick. Slow. Slow. Half a natural to the tipple. Quick, 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 slow, quick, quick, slow. From here, you might want to go straight into the next tipple or add a quarter turn. You have to look in your space and see what's appropriate. Okay? Find someone you haven't danced quick step with yet tonight. Let's put it to slow music.
Right.
One, two, three.
shaping. I like it. That's cool.
Does everybody see the quick step plan? Are you supposed to use this plan this weekend in the competition?
Yeah.
I think that would be a really bad choice. However, I don't know what your particular week looks like. So this is Monday. Actually, it's 5 days until the weekend. Maybe you can practice and it would work. I'm just saying that's not my plan for you. So it is usually much, much better to take what you know and do it really well than take something that you sort of know and try to do it really well. So it's always more important to take the best thing you can show that day. So this is more for your long-term benefit. We'll review it next week. And then if you're doing MIT or the Washington Open or some other comp coming up in the next few weeks, then maybe. So make sure you make good choices, as your parents are always saying to you. So I'd like you to do it once without a partner. Thank your partner and separate. Go whenever you're ready. You're on your own. If you have it. So that was the end of it? Was that supposed to be the beginning of it?
No,
I'm not sure where you were starting. So you were trying to start it from the beginning?
Yeah.
In that case, make sure you start on the right alignment. That's a big deal. If you start on the wrong alignment, it can't go right. Let me do that for everybody. Followers, come back. I want to review a really important alignment issue here. If you're even just a little bit off with your alignment, it turns out that most choreography is impossible. You have to have the right alignment. If you're doing the cha-cha closed hip twist, which we'll review again later, if you started in the wrong place, it probably will not work. So what is your starting alignment when you're doing a standard dance? That's diagonal wall, and you're backing up. Let's all start from here to review the choreography. After we finish the natural spin turn, we're going to stop and make sure we're on exactly the same alignment when we finish it. So one, two, three, four. Slow, quick, quick. Slow, slow, slow. Hold it. So notice you're exactly where you started. That did your turn 360 degrees. Now do the shot today. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow. Now the reverse turn. Slow, quick, quick, progressive chasse. Slow, quick, quick, slow, and the lock. And then the tipple. Natural turn, chasse, and lock back. Then we'll do maybe the quarter turn. We'll see what you leave from there or what you and your partner put together. Okay? I'd like you to grab your notes and let's write down today's new choreography. Paper and pens are all in the corner if you need them. Having the words and having the timing is only for the purpose of making sure you can see it. I want to make sure you can visualize the shape of what we're doing. So what you're writing down now is our, it's on the website, my website, danielcalloway.com, as the bronze quick step. So this is the beginning of that bronze quick step routine. So the first thing you should write when writing down choreography is your starting alignment. So begin facing DW for him. So she's going to begin backing DW diagonal walk. When we write down choreography, we don't usually write the prep step. So figure number one is called the natural spin turn. If when you see the natural spin turn written somewhere, you see underturned natural spin turn, that's a particular version. That is the version we're doing. So if you want to make a note, underturned, what that implies is that the natural spin turn has more than one possible amount of turn. This is the smallest. As you get better at it, you'll start turning it more and more. But this is the underturned natural spin turn we are doing. When we do the natural spin turn in our version, it turns one full turn, 360 degrees. The underturned natural spin turn does a 360. And vital, make sure you write the timing beside it. Using S's and Q's, the timing is slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, slow. After the natural spin turn, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, slow. Figure number two is progressive chasse. The progressive chasse ends backing DW for her, sorry, diagonal center for her. It ends facing diagonal center for him. And that's really important. Unsupervised, you could come out in all kinds of places on that thing. So make sure we know we want to finish the progressive chasse, him facing DC, she backing DC. And the timing for that figure is slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, slow. Is that the right number? Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow. I think I said three slows to the end, two. So the timing is slow, quick, quick, slow, slow. So that was two slows at the end. Figure number three is called the chasse reverse turn. Chasse is C-H-A-S-S-E, chasse reverse turn. That's a fancy name. All it is half a box. Slow, quick, quick. So it seems funny that a figure that only has three steps is called a chasse. That's actually for historic reasons. After that, the next figure, figure number four, is the progressive chasse. Slow, quick, quick, slow. So notice, figures 2 and 4 have the same name, but they have slightly different timing. One has an extra step. So figure number 2 is slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, and this one we just did was slow, quick, quick, with one slow at the end. After that, the next figure is called a forward lock. That's describing where he's going. She's actually doing a backward lock. And the timing for that lock is slow, quick, quick, slow. And then if you've taken nice big steps on all of that, it's already time to turn a corner. So the next figure is 1, 2, 3 of a natural turn. So that 1, 2, 3 of the natural turn would be slow, quick, quick. And then the actual corner figure is the tipple chasse to the right. The tipple chasse to the right is slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Having turned the corner, you may not stop and celebrate. You have to make sure you've got a plan. You can either do the easiest thing, which is what I usually recommend, which would be a quarter turn and a progressive chasse, and then turn the next corner already with another tipple or a natural spin turn. Whatever you do, don't make it up as you go along. To the extent you can, I'd like to have a fully fleshed out plan before you go on the floor. Because as we know, those who fail to plan, plan to fail. Have a plan. Rehearse that plan. The woman's opinion on the plan is just as important as the man's. If she sees a flaw in the plan, it's not getting where it needs to go, it runs into couples, it's inflexible, whatever, she should say so. So both of you should do this plan together. Okay, and that takes care of our quick step thus far. Does anybody have a question about that? Yes. It is why. So we have an extra slow on our chasse if the next figure turns left, because we would need the left foot free. If we don't have that extra step, then his right foot is free, and the next figure would turn right. So it's not very often you have a dance where the number of steps in a figure can change according to whichever one you want. So in this case, we do have two versions of that figure. Okay. For the rest of this semester, we will not be doing any more new choreography in waltz or quick step unless somebody specifically needs it. We're going to be really building up our other dances. So now this concludes the new stuff. So we'll review it next week and the next week. But I don't see any need for more choreography until this is more polished. Your opinion matters on that. So if you have anything you want to add or something else you need to know about, feel free to let me know. But we'll just be doing technique and polish of these two dances. And we're now ready to go to the tango and polish. Everybody, yep, let's tango.
Thanks.
Straight into the progressive length. Quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Group two. Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Group one, curving the two walks, and then do the length. Curve, curve, and then the length. Quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. If you're far enough down the short side to turn the next corner, just repeat that. If not, you would do group two. Let's back up to the beginning. Maybe if you want to see your partner, don't fight into the partner. Step back from your part for a moment. Ladies, when you're standing with your partner, he is in front of you and the loose is to your right. So that's where your leg goes, forward to the right. When you do that, your head should counterbalance or backward and as far as possible. Walk up into your position again. Make those two adjustments. Your legs are forward and to the right. So many people in school have had somebody come up behind them and make their knees go out from under them. I'd like the woman to feel like that's what's happening to her here. It's just now it's not directly forward, it's forward to the right. You're giving both of your legs to your partner and placing your head away. So do that with your partner. Yes. The knees should intertwine rather than bump. So make sure when you do this, the place where you're sending your leg is alternate with your partner's knees, not colliding with your partner's knees. But once you have that position, stand there a moment. No, the legs come around and see. In every partnership, you should be her knee, his knee, her knee, his knee. So stand with your knees. Every knee relationship should be like a good jigsaw puzzle. Only four pieces. Okay? And make sure your head is opposite of where your knees are. Good. Here comes group one in the center. Ready? Pass. Close. Link. Pass. Close. Now, two. Close. Close. Quick, quick. Outside. Quick, quick. Link. Quick. Slow. Quick. Two, slow, slow. First turn. And now turn one around the corner. Walk, walk, link, and slow, quick, quick. Turn two, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Turn one around the corner. Quick, quick, slow, quick. Stay right there with your partner. Find one thing you can say to your partner that you think would be helpful to make their dancing better. If you have a lot, feel free to say a lot, but at least one thing. Are your partner's shoulders down? Check to see that shoulders are down. Does your partner have wide elbows? Elbows wide to the side. Is your partner looking confident? Stand up with a long neck and look confident. Good. Thank that partner and get a new one.
Thank you.
Let's come back to the beginning and finish. New partner. Let's do it to music. Gentlemen, it's helpful to have the image. You've just got a brand new convertible, the top is down, and you're looking fine. So,
or a brand new car.
Here comes the music.
Honors are difficult.
corners are very difficult.
So no one should be behind me right now. Everybody should be here. It is without the corners. A bad partner. Just through distracting things. You turn your head. And you think of the good record. Watch this a moment. It turns out that the woman can wreck everything. And he's going to show us a few ways. So, I don't know what that was, but I didn't have a place for my feet. Good, find another one. So, I don't know what that was. She kind of turned away from me or something. So now, let's do a good one. So now what she's going to do is make sure that our bodies fit together and our steps move together. So, it is impossible to dance well with a bad follower. Thank you. That should seem obvious, but sometimes the women don't take enough responsibility. So ladies, I want to make sure you see. Go back and know exactly where you should be. Make sure it works with your partner. Find a new partner. We're going to talk about some specifics about that. New partner. Walk up confidently. Stand in a confident hand position. Good. Gentlemen, boldly dance group one. Ready? At. Look. Look, quick, slow, quick, quick, hold it. So I saw a whole bunch of really good couples just then. Does everybody know what they did to make that good? Do you know anything you can do to make it better? What was last week's big subject in the tango? Heels. Good, back up and let's do the heel work. Followers, watch this a moment. So it could not end well for you to go back and keep your toes glued to the floor or go forward and skate. If you're not to iron the floor when you do the tango, I want to see you pick them up and place them going backwards, release the front toe. We want elaboration. We want ankles that are expressive rather than ankles that are a bit straighty cat. So no skating. So let's do that again. No skating. Show me your heels. Ready? At. Slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Much better. Group two. And. Slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, group link. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, curve. Reverse turn. Group two. Quick, quick, slow. And quick, quick, good. That is much better. So that's the way you do the tango. Are there any questions before we go to Rabatata-da? Off we go then. Come back, ladies, come to your side, gentlemen, to yours. And we're reviewing our new rumba on feet. So spread out. So we're not progressing anymore. So spread out. Gentlemen, don't go down there. No, behind you, we're doing rumba now. In the rumba, as of last week, we're starting with open position. Your right foot is back, and you do a prep step on count four. Then half a basic, two, three, and close. Back rock, two, three, and close. Close, hip roll, side, rock, and close. Back, rock, side. Then the hockey stick, two, three, and close. Two, three, forward, and then from there we start it again. Let's go from the beginning. Figure number one is called the Alamana. Press step on four. One, two, three, four, one. Two, four, two, three, close hip. Two, three, four, two, three, hockey stick. Two, three, four, two, three, I have a hockey stick. Two, three, and then we start again. Ladies, your part. Ladies, from the beginning. One, two, three, four, one. Two, three, underarm turn. Two, three, Continue to turn to close hip twist. Two, three, four. Walk the fan. Two, three, four. Hockey stick. Close. Forward. And two, three, four. Back rock. And get ready to walk forward because that's what's going to be new. Let's start again from the beginning, though. The beginning is the important part. One, two, three, four, one. Two, three, alamana. Two, three, close hip twist. Back, cross, forward, and forward, forward, back. Hockey stick. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Back, rock. And for tonight, at first, we'll do an underarm turn from there, but in a moment, we'll be hitting the wall. Partner up, and let's see where we are. If you're less confident, find a more confident leader.
The third step of the triangle is back towards him.
Start in open position.
The first we go.
The connected back hands back. Are at waist level. His thumb is on the back of her hand. Good. And our prosthetic is on the count of four. One, two, three, four, one. Rock, step, under our turn. Two, three, close hip twist. Two, three, fan. Two, three, four, hockey stick. Two, three, four. Underarm turn again. Three, four. Close hip twist again. Four. One, two, three. Bam. Two, three, four. Hockey stick. Two, three, four. And two, three, four. And rock. Three, ready to start again. Change partner.
Gracias.